CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 30th of June, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The IARU HF Championship is coming up. Learn about the QMX Plus transceiver at the next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar. The Examination Standards Committee has published its annual report. The IARU HF Championship contest will be held between the 13th and 14th of July. And there's a great opportunity for you to get involved in a different way this year. Join the contest. Headquarters stations represent their countries, and the RSGB station Golf Romeo 2 Hotel Quebec will be run by a network of about a dozen stations around the UK and Ireland. This year, the RSGB Contest Committee has introduced a new challenge to encourage individual stations to work the GR2 HQ station on each band mode slot. You will be able to submit your log, including QSOs with GR2HQ, to the RSGB contest robot for the GR2HQ challenge. If you include your club or group name when you submit your log, each QSO with GR2HQ will count towards an aggregate score for your club or team. There will be two results tables, one for individuals taking part and one for clubs, so your QSOs can contribute to both. Why not encourage your club members to take part in this special challenge, whether they are regular contesters or not? By contacting the GR2HQ station, you'll also help the RSGB's position in the contest. Last year, the RSGB came third, and the Society would love to improve on that result. You can read more in the June RADCOM feature on the GR2HQ challenge, and you can see the rules on the RSGB website at therSGB.org/go/GR2HQ. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday, the 8th of July, when Hans Summers, G0UPL from QRP Labs, will give a presentation on the QMX Plus multimode 160-6 meter transceiver kit design and features. This is a great opportunity to find out more and ask questions live on the night. You can watch on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about the webinar on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The Examination Standards Committee has published its annual report relating to activities in 2023. Whilst the report shows that in 2023 there were fewer candidates across all licence levels, the number of people taking exams so far in 2024 has increased significantly. Another item in the report relates to the preparations that are being made to release the bank of questions for the full licence exam. The ESC Chair, Tony Kent, G8PBH, says that it has long been recognised that a review of the question bank, particularly at full level, is well overdue and has been delayed multiple times by things such as the need to revise the syllabus for EMF and the new licence changes. Reviewing the question bank is the next priority for the ESC and the Exams and Syllabus Review Group and will begin on the 1st of September when Syllabus 1.6 is up and running. The ESC and the ESRG believe it is better that this review is conducted before the bank is published, as this should reduce the workload on the community and exam teams in making and responding to queries on questions that may be withdrawn. They are hoping to release the questions in January 2025. To see the full ESC report, go to rsgb.org/echoSierraCharlie and click on the Minutes, Papers and Reports tab on the right. The team from High Impact, based on the Wirral, is planning its first high-altitude balloon launch of 2024. This time, working alongside staff and pupils from Monk's Coppenhall Academy, near Crewe, they will launch at 11 a.m. on Wednesday the 3rd of July 2024 from their usual location in Llancoed near Welshpool in Wales. They'll be running an HAB Duino and encourage all amateurs and shortwave listeners to upload telemetry to Sonda Hub. The frequency will be 434.650 MHz upper sideband, transmitting 50 baud RTTY, 425 Hz shift, and using 7N1 data format. The call sign is Monks_Hotel Alpha Bravo. Updates will be posted on High Impact's Facebook page and on X at High Impact Consult. This year, the Churches and Chapels on the Air event will take place on Saturday the 14th of September. If you are planning to put your church or chapel on the air, please email John, G3XYF, via Juliet Hotel Whiskey, Romeo Echo Sierra, Delta Echo Lima Lima at gmail.com and he will add you to the list of participants. And finally, don't forget that today is Alexanderson Day. The UNIT Alexanderson alternator with the call sign Sierra Alpha Quebec is scheduled for two transmissions on 17.2 kHz using CW. At 0830 UTC, the alternator will be started up, and at 0900 UTC, the first transmission will take place. A second transmission is scheduled for 1200 UTC. You can read more about the event and historic transmitter at alexander.november.sierraecho. Now for details of rallies and events. Burton-on-Trent Amateur Radio Club Mini Rally and Barbecue is set to take place on Saturday the 6th of July. The venue will be the Ballymoe Public House, Burton-on-Trent, postcode Delta Echo 5, 9 Alpha Papa. Ample car parking will be available and admission will be free. In addition to all the usual stalls, there will be a live demonstration of the club's remote access station. For more information, phone Barry on 01283 540 570, or see the club's Facebook page. Barford Radio Rally is coming up next Sunday, that's the 7th, at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich. Postcode November Romeo 9 for Alpha Bravo. Doors open at 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry is £2.50 per person, but under 16s will be admitted free of charge. To read more about the event, visit norfolkamateurradio.org or email David, G7URP, via radio at deltacharliepapamicro.com. And the Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally is also taking place next Sunday the 7th at Penair School, Truro, Cornwall, postcode Tango Romeo 1, 1 Tango November. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission will cost £3. There'll be traders, bring and buy, club stalls, car parking and catering is available on site. Contact Ken, G0FIC, on 01209-821-073 for more information. Now the special event news. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating as one of the bonus stations in the popular 13 Colonies special event. The special call sign, Golf Bravo 13 Charlie Oscar Lima, has been issued for the occasion and will be active from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 8th of July. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands, but the station will also be working on VHF and UHF bands and via satellite for QSOs using SSB, CW, FM and various digital modes. If you would like to visit the club or want further information about GB13COL, please contact Ray, G0VLF, on 079-041-96283 or email golf0victorlimafoxtrot@yahoo.co.uk. Special call sign Golf X-Ray 4 Lima Mike Romeo will be operated by the British Railways Amateur Radio Society from the 5th till the 14th of July to commemorate the first amateur test on a moving railway train in 1924. Operators plan to concentrate on the 40-metre band depending on conditions, QSL via the Bureau. Now the DX News. Sylvia OE5YYN is active as Oscar Echo 20 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha until the 31st of October to mark the 20th anniversary of Austria joining the Summits on the Air program. For details of a certificate that is available, see qrz.com. A member of the 69th Russian Antarctic Expedition, Igor RQ-8K, will be stationed at Progress Station, Antarctica, until the end of April 2025. In his spare time, Igor is active as Romeo India 1 Alpha November Echo and uses FT8 on the HF bands regularly. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and Tengiz contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow, that's the 1st of July, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 2nd, the 144MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And it's followed on Tuesday the 2nd by the 144MHz UK activity contest running from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 3rd, the 144MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 3rd, the 144MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. VHF National Field Day starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 6th of July and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 7th of July. Using all modes on the VHF bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Sunday the 7th, the 3rd 144MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 27th of June 2024. We had another lucky week with quite a high solar flux index, low KP geomagnetic numbers, few solar flares and no coronal mass ejections, CMEs, of note. In fact, you couldn't ask for better. But is that all about to change? with 9 active solar regions on the Sun's surface and the return of old region 3664, now renamed 3723, it would be a brave person to suggest otherwise. So let's take a closer look at the Sun. Of the 9 active regions that are visible, 4 are classed as stable, 1 is classed as declining, and 4 are classed as growing. With a solar flux index of 181, there is plenty of UV radiation around. However, we are currently in the summer doldrums, so maximum usable frequencies, MUS, are lower than they are in the autumn and winter. In other words, we are not going to see a return to reliable worldwide DX conditions on the higher bands until mid to late September. There is currently only a 5% chance of a strong X-class solar flare, although a bright coronal mass ejection was observed for a second day off the Sun's west limb. This was directed away from our planet, so it shouldn't affect us. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise due to the CME arrivals from an event that left the Sun on the 24th of June. Expect a KP of 4 or 5, with a reduction in the MUF until the geomagnetic disruption abates. It also predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the region of 190, hopefully with a low KP index, after the ionosphere settles again. MUFs over 3,000 km far are generally between 18 and 23 MHz during daylight and around 18 MHz at night. This means that for the next month or so, we may expect 14 MHz to remain open throughout the night. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current week finishes with a return to unsettled weather and cooler air after a brief taste of summer, particularly in the south of Britain. There will be lows drifting in from the Atlantic during the coming week, as well as the occasional passing weather front, although there was some troppo last week during the brief period of high pressure. This is unlikely to be repeated in the coming week. Therefore, we have a continuing random chance of some rain scatter, but you will need one of the many online weather radar displays to track the scatter regions down. Since next week also looks windier, you might have to keep one hand on the rotator. Meteor scatter is once again down to random events, which means an early start in the track to capture the higher rates in the early mornings. So the flux conditions continue to keep trying to creep into VHF affairs with a higher KP index and thoughts of radio aurora, but it's probably not a strong shout. Now to our last item, sporadic E. There is still the broad summer sporadic E peak, which extends into the first week of September in a good year, so you have plenty of time. It will not always be there, but in a test analysis of DURB's data in June 2022, 84% of the days reached 10 metres, with 18% up to 6 metres, and around 10% to 4 metres or above. This makes it worth using the 10 metre band to highlight the regions of activity and then check the 6 metre beacons in case it strengthens to bring in the higher bands. Moon declination goes positive again this coming weekend, so moon peak elevation and window lengths will increase. Perigee was on Thursday the 27th, so EME path losses are increasing again. 144 MHz sky noise is low at the start of the coming week, and moderate later. From Friday afternoon on the 5th of July to midday on Saturday, the Moon and Sun are very close in the sky, meaning high noise for all but the narrowest beamwidth antennas. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the Bristol area, on Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 PM. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. Listen out for South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, which will be active for VHF National Field Day on Saturday and Sunday. For more information about the club, visit Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 PM at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3 ZB repeater from 10:30 AM. The Friday Net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Terry M0TJX is contact secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk or ring 07889208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. For Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn GW0ANA. Contact is Steve GW5VOG on 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with an Echolink connection via GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.712.5 MHz CTC SS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club or ring Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GBCWB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Mondays, there's a Wires X net in the Highfields room, 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 MHz and 431.1875 MHz. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 MHz FM from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. On Fridays, from 7 p.m., there is a net on the Mike Bravo 7 India Echo Charlie All-Star Node 59948. And via Echolink, Mike Bravo 71 India Echo Charlie Dash Lima. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 FM with CTSS code 110.9. Contact is via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. Monday sees a digital net from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec, located 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. Contact is via Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie .newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.